People often find that this simple kind of stress management technique can take a great deal of pressure out of their lives and allow them to feel much calmer. Because they involve focused attention and a relaxation of the body, you can't do these sorts of techniques while you're concentrating on anything else. So please don't listen to the podcasts while you're trying to concentrate on driving or operate machinery or do anything else that demands your full attention. Progressive muscle relaxation, or PMR, is a good stress management technique to begin with. The stress response puts the body on alert and uses energy in ways that you don't need it to. This in turn makes the body even more likely to be tense, and so muscle tension can become a habit that boosts negative stress with its whole cycle of tension and discomfort. The PMR exercise takes you through the body, gently tensing each area and then helping you to let go of the tightness. This helps create a mental state of calm in which it becomes even easier to relax the body, and it also triggers a slowing of the breath as muscle tension flows away and the mind begins to settle down. So mind and body become calmer when you practice this PMR exercise. For the best results, practice this exercise every day. Find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and make sure you're comfortable, with your body completely supported, perhaps lying on the floor with a pillow or on a blanket. Make sure that you're in a warm room or have a blanket to cover you, because it's hard to relax if you feel chilly. I suggest you give yourself at least 20 minutes for the homework. Shut the door, unplug the phone, and if there's anyone else around, let them know that you shouldn't be disturbed because you're doing something for your own well-being and they can help protect your time. And if the lights are on, turn them down or turn them off. It's best to do this exercise before a meal, or at least 2 hours afterwards, because a full stomach can turn your relaxation exercise into a nap. You may find it easy to relax if you close your eyes. As you relax deeply, you may feel sensations of warmth or heaviness, or feel as if you're drifting or floating, and that'll be fine. It just means you're moving into a deeper state of relaxation. So spend a moment getting as comfortable as you can, either on your chair with your feet up on a footstool or lying on the floor. And when you're ready and feeling comfortable enough, I want you to start just by paying attention to the tips of your toes. You may feel nothing at all at first, that's okay. But the practice will involve firstly tensing up the area you're paying attention to and then letting it go. So just send your attention down into your feet and toes, and just let your toes curl a bit so that your foot feels a little tighter, not too much. And when you've tensed for about 5 seconds, just let go and notice how the difference feels as your feet begin to relax and feel heavy. You may feel your feet get a bit warmer after you've relaxed. That's fine. Now you can do the same with both calves. Just tightening your calf muscles up gently, tensing them, holding for a few seconds, and letting go. And then notice how your lower legs feel as they relax. Then move on up to your thigh muscles, tightening the fronts of your thighs. Just holding some tension there. Be aware of the tightness. And then let go of it. And notice how the fronts of your thighs feel. Okay, and now pushing your whole leg down into the floor so that you feel some tightness at the back of your thighs and your hips. Just let that tension build a little for a few seconds. You might want to clench your bottom muscles at the same time. Notice the tightness and hold it. And now let go completely. Just letting the muscles soften, allowing your body to feel heavier. Notice the difference now between how your legs and feet and bottom and hips feel compared to how they felt when you began the exercise. And now move your awareness up to your belly. Just tighten the muscles of your abdomen a little bit. Just tense those belly muscles ever so slightly. Make sure you breathe at the same time. Don't hold your breath. And then let go of that tightness in the belly muscles and notice the difference. Notice how it feels when you're clenching as compared to when you let go of the tightness. Good. And now I want you to push into the floor or into the chair so that your back muscles tighten a little. Good. And now, as you let go, you might feel a bit of warmth or heaviness, or just a sense that something's different now you've tensed and relaxed. So take an easy breath. Let the breath go. And then as you breathe in, tense up your shoulders and your chest, just holding some tension there for a few seconds around your back and upper body. And as you breathe out, let go of that tightness. Very good. Just notice the difference between clenching and relaxing. Now shrug your shoulders up to your ears gently and then hold it. And then let go of the tension so your shoulders drop down again. And now just notice the heaviness of your body, perhaps the pressure of your back on the chair or on the floor. Good. And feel the difference between tension when you clench and the looseness and heaviness when you let go. And now let your awareness go down your arms to your hands, to the tips of your fingers. Make a fist with both hands tightening and push your arms down into the chair or the floor and hold that tension gently and then let it go once again, noticing the difference. And now try to just draw your chin in towards your neck a little bit so that you feel the muscles at the back of your neck tightening up slightly. And then push your head back into the chair or the floor so the back of your neck tightens a little bit. And hold it for a few seconds and then let go of that tension. And then screw your face up so that you make a face, tensing around your eyes, pursing your lips, letting tension build up around the face and forehead, clenching your jaw gently, and then let go of that tension. Just let the tension melt away. And once again, notice the difference between the tension and the relaxation. And now just let your attention wander down through your body, from the top of your head and scalp, down through the face, jaw, neck and shoulders, arms, hands and fingers, your shoulders, chest and back, and belly, and your bottom and hips, and your thighs and calves, and heels and feet and toes. Just notice the weight of your body on the chair or on the floor. You might notice that your breathing slowed down a little, because when you relax you need very little energy, and so breathing slows down. The body feels heavier and the circulation's easy. Now spend a little time scanning your body for tension. And if you find any, repeat that process of tightening and relaxing. And then simply enjoy the relaxed feeling for a few minutes. And if your mind drifts, just come back to your body, scanning from the tips of your toes, up your body, to the top of your head. Now spend a couple of minutes just letting your attention wander through the body, enjoying that sensation of having let go of muscle tension. Well done. You finish that session, and each time you do it, the relaxation exercise will get easier. You'll find it even easier to let go of muscle tension, and you'll be less likely to keep holding that tension in your body or allowing it to build up. And now it's time to get on the move again. And that means first starting with your toes, giving them a bit of a wriggle, and your fingers, letting them wiggle a bit. Just beginning to let your legs move very gently. Get some movement into your hips and your back. Take a full, easy breath. That's good. And move your shoulders a bit. Gently turn your head from side to side slowly. Let your arms move a bit at your sides. And let your face stretch a little bit. Raise your eyebrows. Loosen up your face and jaw. If your eyes have been closed, it's time to open them and look around. And when you come out of relaxation, it's important to notice the space around you, to orientate yourself, feel fully back in your moving body. That's good. And before you finally get moving, just enjoy that sensation of having let go of some tension. And remind yourself that doing this homework will really help you to get less stressed. Do it every day if you can, and you'll soon find you can let go of tension in a hurry. Very good. Well done. Be well.